Hey, you found us. It's Band Central Radio's podcast right here on WPKN. Andy Cadison along with Rob Fried. How you doing, Rob?
Feeling festive. Summery.
Yeah, we did a show about festivals. We had good conversations on this show, didn't we?
We indeed did.
We had Ira and Max Stone. We had a great conversation. Max actually and Ira played at Woodstock.
50 years ago this summer.
50 years ago this summer.
Summer of love, baby.
So we talked about that a little bit, and we had Ken Hayes online at San Francisco International Airport.
Founder of the Gathering of the Vibes, which is on the pause button.
And he pulled it off, man. We talked about what's going on with Vibes and producing festivals. I think it was a really good conversation.
Yeah, a lot of people want to know, you know, will there be a Vibes again? Well, you have to, you know, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. And then finally, we had Rick Reyes, who's probably one of the best, you know, artists, certainly one of the best Latin artists in the world.
One of the best undiscovered Latin.
That's right. He's a treasure. And Rick and Rob did a live song, as did Max and Irene. So We have a fun-filled show. And I think, Rob, we have a nice arc that we've developed here on Band Central Radio.
Yeah, you know, this show was about taking a break and just enjoying summer fun and festivals. But, you know, over the year, we've talked about saving children. We've talked about saving our children locally. We've talked about helping immigrants and refugees in our communities. We the May show, we celebrated our teachers and had the Teacher of the Year Award on. And last show, we talked about how to, you know, helping young adults develop skills, young adults with development disabilities develop skills. So we'll be back in our upcoming shows with episodes dealing with, you know, opportunities in Connecticut. But this was a nice little break for the summer.
Little summer. And I will say from my own perspective, I was choking the whole show. I was coughing up phlegm. I have not only summer festival, but summer phlegm. And that happened. So please listen to this wonderful episode of Band Central Radio in podcast form. You get to hear great conversation and a lot of phlegm.
Thank you for being the force of phlegmy nature that you are.
And you too.
Love you.
So stand by for a great show right here, Band Central Radio. Okay. Welcome to Band Central Radio right here on WPKN. Listener-supported radio 89.5 in Bridgeport. Also listening live on WPKN.org. Andy Cadison along with Rob Fried. Hey, Rob.
Andy, so great to see you, bro.
How's it going, man?
Good, good. Summertime. Yeah. Summertime love.
Yeah, summertime, man. It's I feel very festive. I don't know about you.
Did you say fester?
Yeah, I did. I did say
Uncle
fester.
Fester?
So, thanks. I appreciate that. You know, so our theme for today's show is festivals, feeling festive, and summer festivals. I don't even know if that's a theme, but let's say it is. Okay? And we got phones ringing. We got all sorts of stuff going. And you know what? I got to say, you know, for me, I'm feeling, you know, I get sort of a July crud going, and I'm doing my best to not feel July crud. How about you? Are you feeling July crud, or are you feeling pretty good?
No, I'm feeling pretty creative and in the flow of summer. Yeah, good, you know.
Did you know?
Withstanding this heat.
As we were looking at the, whole story around summer festivals, did you know that the Pythian Games in Delphi in ancient Greece are the earliest examples of festivals involving music? I did some research. Are you impressed? One of the four Pan-Hellenic games, the Pythian Games, held in honor of Apollo, who was the god of music, were unique because they hosted musical competitions as well as the usual athletics and shows of strength, which I would have done poorly at. I'm very strong. But you
would be good on Family Feud.
I would be good on the dating game. That's what I'm looking for. A precursor to the Olympic Games, the Pythian Games featured dance, art, music, and displays of pomp and circumstance. So that's pretty cool. And, you know, I think this is all about, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Much has been written about that weekend. I was not there. I was barely knee-high to a grasshopper. Too young. I think you were really too young. Yeah. We were 10, right? But our first musical guests were there. Joining us on today's show, we have Ira and Max Stone, local musicians who played at the original Woodstock with Burt Summer on the first day. They also founded the Stone Band, which features our own Rob Fried. Yay. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. On bass and vocals.
Yep. We'll hear about some of their memories from that weekend and much more. Also on today's show is Ken Hayes, founder of the Gathering of the Vibes, Connecticut's premier summer festival, which has been on pause for a few years. We'll get an update about what's going on with Ken and much more. And also, Ken is in an airport right now, so it's kind of debatable whether or not Ken's even going to be on the show. But we're hoping he's going to call in. And finally, Rick Reyes, local Latin sensation festival performer and good friend of ours, is going to join. And Rob, you and Rick will be playing a number from Rick's new, as yet untitled, LP.
Yes, indeed.
I'm excited. So, Rob, let's do this thing we love to do. Give us a Band Central Minute.
So, Andy, Band Central is 200 different musicians serving about 20 local nonprofits. We offer 15 different themed live music shows and a giving platform for helping these nonprofits get their message out there. So far, in 14 years, we've done 109 shows and helped the nonprofits raise $3.7 million. This year, so far, we've done 15 shows, helped raise $400,000, and we've paid about $100,000 in grants out of our Band Central Fund at the Fairfield County Community Foundation. And very proudly, we've paid $27,000 to local musicians. Upcoming shows, we've got almost all of our most popular themes coming up in the next 2 months. On July 26th and 27th, the Friday night and then the Saturday, we're doing performances for the Connecticut Challenge and their programs to support cancer survivors at the Hunt Club in Westport. And that'll be an acoustic rock show with Stephanie Harrison, Barry Blumenfield, Chris Pike. Then on September 8th, we're going to be playing funk with the What Up Funk Guys for the Stratford Phoenix Festival, which is a new festival to rebuild the Shakespeare Theater, which burned down in January.
Can our listeners get tickets for that?
Yeah, you go to, it's really the city of Stratford that's putting this on. Then on September 12th, we're doing our Motown show at the Warehouse at Fairfield Theater for Wolfgang. Wolfgang has the programs for helping teens and young adults with developmental disabilities develop skills. And that's going to be a great show with Stephanie Harrison. Again, the Soul Tempo guys. And a special guest, Jay Stolman, is going to take the place of Anthony.
Is that true?
Yeah, Anthony from Soul Tempo passed away about a month ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the other Anthony.
No, okay. No.
You faked me out for a second.
Anthony, the lead tenor of Soul Tempo.
And that's so sad.
Yeah, and then on September 24th, we're playing at the Norwalk Yacht Club, our Latin show with Rick Reyes, who will be joining us today. That's for In Tempo. And finally, on October 18th, we'll be playing at Stage 1 at Fairfield Theater for Class Poems. We're going to be doing our British Invasion show with our very own Andy Cadison. On guitar.
In the house. That's cool. So that's our show for today, everybody. Thank you.
You're exhausted. That was exhausting. Well, that was a little more than a minute. But
yeah, that was a lot going on there. Well, listen, coming up next, we have Max and Ira Stone, who are going to join us, and we're going to talk a lot about a little thing that happened 50 years ago.
The Summer of Love.
And
Love that song. I don't know, every time I hear it, it just makes me want to go to Woodstock, like in a time machine or something. Right here on Band Central Radio, WPKN, Andy Caddis and Rob Fried, and joining us are Ira and Maxine Stone. Welcome to the show. Let's hear it. Let's hear you, Maxine.
Thank you.
There you go. And Ira?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we really are psyched to have you. Not only are you dear friends, and we'll talk about all the stuff that happens lately, but you're also kind of the only people I know that were at Woodstock that actually played. So that's awesome. That's weird. Actually, truth be told, okay, because
I know Joni Mitchell, who played that last song, she didn't even play at Woodstock.
Right. Well, famously, and I just heard the story recently that Joni had been advised to not go because she was going to be on the Dick Cavett show, right?
Correct.
And totally foobarred that whole thing right up.
I think she's still pissed.
She's still pissed. Yeah, that was really like ill-advised because obviously Crosby, Stills, Nash, who were on the Cavett show and the Airplane, all made it, and you know whatever. The story is legendary. And then she wrote this melancholic song that then CSN and Y recorded, and that's what we just heard, right? So actually, the truth is, from what I now have been able to gather, I think Ira played at Woodstock.
Yeah,
with
correct.
Bert, and we're going to talk about that. And Maxine, you were there.
Yep, wrote some of the guitar parts, tried to help with the sound, which was a funny thing. And yeah, Ira played Hammond organ and electric guitar and harmonica.
It's amazing. When I first started doing my research earlier in the week to really get to the bottom of all this, all I was listening for was your harmony parts. And I'm like, where's Maxine? I thought she was singing.
Bert was a solo kind of dude.
I get it.
So Ira, at some point, you answered this ad from this guy, Bert Sommer, who was looking to put together a band, and he had just completed a record for Capitol, right? And he was in the cast of Hair.
Yeah,
so how did that come about?
Well, I was, my buddy back in the mid-60s was Leslie West, the guitar player from the Vagrants that went on to become Mountain, and also played at Woodstock. And when we were at the Action House, where my band used to play from time to time with the Vagrants, there was this tall guy walking by all the time, talking to the singer or Leslie, and I wondered who he was. He had big hair. And that was Bert Sommer, and we were never introduced back then, but I answered the ad in the Village Voice. We went up one night after the show, Hair, and we both tuned our guitar down to open D and played the first cut of his that we did at Woodstock, Jennifer. And I got the gig about the next 2 to 3 years.
So we should probably say, you know, Bert is no longer with us. He passed away very young, 41.
Yeah, 1990.
Yeah, it's terrible up in Troy, New York. If you got to go, I don't think you should die in Troy, New York. I think you die when you go to Troy, New York. You shouldn't actually die there. What do you
Apologies
think,
to Troy.
We love Troy, actually. So here's the thing, though. Bert was playing Woof in Hair. His hair was actually on the playbill, right?
Yeah.
He had this crazy look. And Ira, back in those days, you were looking pretty spiffy yourself, my man. You had the hair going and the open shirt and the whole thing. You looked like a rock star.
Yeah. Well,
come on.
They're actually, I got offered to be in the show Hair, and I said, no, man, I'm a musician. Not an actor. But
and by the way, Ira's wearing a Keith Richards for President shirt, and by the way, he would get my vote.
Mine too.
He would get my vote. So you played with the Chad Mitchell Trio. You know, I produced a big record with John Denver, and I remember back in those days, John was in that group?
Yeah, John was in that group. Then Jim McGuinn came in, who went on to be in the Byrds, or Roger McGuinn. And then when he left, Chad had a club act that we did in Chicago and all the colleges in the Midwest, and played with Chad for a while.
That's pretty amazing. So how did you get to Woodstock? I mean, Bert's going to do this record. He did a record, right? And then it becomes his first gig, and you're the sideman?
Well, before it became the first gig, I was already working with him. He was looking for an instrumentalist to play with him probably early that spring in April when we went up to the apartment. From the Village Voice ad. Mm. But Bert's producer for his first record on Capitol was Artie Kornfeld, who had a lot of success in the business. He was the first president of the rock division of Capitol.
Right.
And Artie was one of the four people that producers of the stock.
Yeah.
So he wanted to break open.
It was Artie and Michael Lang were like the main guys. And there was a money guy.
There were two money guys. It was Michael and there was Artie, who was really the music guy behind it.
But how did you guys physically get to Woodstock?
Yeah.
Like how?
Well, we drove up Thursday night, the night before.
And Maxine, were you there as well?
Yes.
And so you and Ira were already an item, or were you just a buddy at that point?
No, we were. We've been together since I guess '67 November.
This got it.
We're like together.
By the way, Maxine looks like she's 12 now. I looked at pictures of you from back then. You literally look like you were. They got you out of a middle school, like a gym class, to go up there.
You're so sweet. The way that we met is I put up an ad on the bulletin board at college saying, who wants to participate in an underground newspaper? And I signed it Max, and I said, we'll meet at the Rathskeller at this time. And this very unprepossessing, humble-looking, musician-looking guy comes to the head of the table, and he says, I'm here to see Max. And I lean forward, and he goes, no, I'm here to see Max. And he's admitted, this eye man of mine, that if I had signed it Maxine, he would not have answered the ad. That's how shy he was.
Oh, yeah, I always used to hide behind the piano, the organ, or the guitar. But the Woodstock question, what happened was, we were up there the night before. We were playing on Friday. We were supposed to open the show. And obviously, we got stuck in the field. The cars got stuck. And that's when they sent a chopper in to take us out of the field. We were in the field with the Swami and Tim Harden, Bert Sommer.
Now, what did the field smell like?
It was you were on the side of the thruway or one of those roads, just, you know, cut grass. Trees.
At that point, it still smelled like cut grass.
You couldn't see that there was we had no idea what we were facing till the helicopter got up in the air. Then we looked down and saw incredible amount of color, and Max asked the helicopter pilot, what is that? And he said, those are people. Those are people.
At which point I said, take us home. Yeah. Take us home.
So it hadn't rained yet, though.
Oh, no, it didn't rain at all that day. Friday was quite beautiful.
Wow. So, there's so many questions. What did it smell like there? What did it smell?
At the beginning, it smelled like a dairy farm.
Right.
At the end, by the time Jimi Hendrix was ready to take the stage, it smelled like 30,000 stinky sleeping bags.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was trashed.
Did you guys stay through Monday morning, or did you piece out of there?
We played Friday. Saturday, we hung out on stage to listen to Mountain, and didn't leave the stage till after the airplane was finished the next morning.
Then so that was Sunday. So you stayed through the airplane Sunday morning?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So who blew? So, you know, everybody, I was reading about it, everybody talks about it, right? Pete Townsend complains. He thinks it was like a cesspool. But did you guys see the Who?
Yeah, we were in the same hotel with a lot of the acts. We used to have breakfast. It was a real scene Saturday morning.
We were actually on stage when they were doing Tommy, and when notoriously Abbie Hoffman decided that he needed to take that microphone and make a political announcement while Pete was sort of playing with his amplifier. A deadly and fatal decision.
Right. Ooh. That's crazy. Well, listen, guys, it would be really wonderful if you could do something inspired by the Woodstock experience, right? So I would love to invite you to play a song,
if that's something.
So, Ira, you might want to actually grab your guitar. I'm just putting that out there. Rob, what do you think about all this?
Yeah. And, well, what are you going to play, Max? Tell us a little bit about it.
So Bert, as we already stated, was in the play Hair, and his co-star out in Los Angeles was a gal named Jennifer Warnes.
Was it the Jennifer Warnes?
Yeah. Love lifts us up where we belong, Jennifer
Warnes. Right, she had a hit.
And he was in love with her. Bert was always in love with somebody, but the way he tried to woo her with this song, and it didn't work, which is amazing because it's one of the most beautiful love songs.
It did not work.
It did not work.
She wasn't interested in what he was selling?
He wasn't even on her radar.
Weird. He's a good looking guy. He had a high voice. I'm not sure what was going on south of the border, if you get me.
Oh, he was so into women. It was beyond women.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he was very sexy, I must say. That head of hair, right, Rob?
He was the hair behind hair. He had cherub lips, and, you know, he was tall and lanky and sassy and could sing sweet, but could sing dirty too.
The words tall, lanky, and sassy will never be used to describe me. I will tell you that right now. All right. Well,
hey, look, you have a great face for radio.
Exactly. You already called me Uncle Fester once today. That's kind of your
thing. A great face for, talk about damned by faint praise.
Thank you, Maxine. Well, right here on Band Central Radio, WPKN 89.5, let's welcome Ira and Maxine Stone for their version of Jennifer from what was played at Woodstock. And here we go. Here it is.
Jenny, I'd stay, skin shining white as a dove. Lying beside her, I'm melting away into her river of love. Oh, I'm lost in a maze, counting the ways that she smiles. Time is slipping away. In the arms of her love, so gentle and wild. Jennifer's something you handle with care, fragile as crystals of glass. Jennifer's lips are as soft as the air, kissing her ear in the in the ways that she smiles. Time is slipping away, lost in the arms of a love so gentle and wild. Thank you.
Jennifer's heaven for Jenny, I'd stay. Skin shining white as a dove. Lying beside her, I'm melting away into her river of love. Into her river of love. Into her river.
Awesome. Can you believe it, Andy? I met these guys about 25 years ago at a summer party at a festival. It was a talent fest, and we just ended up on a stage together at Ron McKnight's playing, I think, an Allman Brothers tune. And the next thing we know, we got together and formed, I joined what had already existed, the Stone Band. And we've been playing gigs together for 25 years. It's been really cool.
So we should say that was Ira and Max Stone, Maxine, and their version of Jennifer, which Ira played. I'm joking. Verklempt. Ira played with Burt Summer on stage at Woodstock in 1969, and Maxine was there doing arrangements and all sorts of incredible things, and what an accomplishment. And Rob is part of the Stone Band that exists today, and not only that, guys, you are paying it forward. The legacy exists with your daughter, Lindsay, and she has just put out a record, and we'd love our listeners to tune into the next generation of Stone music maker. How would folks hear about Lindsay?
They could go to our website, www.thestoneband.com, and go to the gig page. Just scroll down, and there's her Spotify link.
And she's incredibly talented. She takes after her mother and her father.
Well, you're Thank kind.
You. She's also raising the vibe, the consciousness.
She is.
Which is what
somebody
we,
ought
which
to
is what we need now.
Somebody ought to do that. So what's the one thing that's changed over the years since you guys started on the scene? And I got to tell our audience that Max and Ira look like they're, you can't believe that it was 50 years ago, because you don't even look barely 50 years old.
It was a wrinkle in time. It doesn't mean you got to end up with the wrinkles on your face.
Now, Max is literally, Max is going to live to 190, I have a feeling. So what's the one thing that's changed before we take off, anything come to mind?
We were at the site yesterday. We played a small gig because we're going to be opening up for Santana and the Doobies on Saturday, August 17th.
Great.
On
I may want to go to that.
The acoustic stage. It's sold out.
By the way, I've produced concerts with both Santana and the Doobie Brothers TV shows.
So nothing has changed up there, Andy. It's as if the people who were there and who volunteer at the museum, the Bethel Woods Museum, which is definitely worth a trip, they are still in that
They're
in that spirit. You can feel it when you get off the highway.
Well, listen, I can't thank you both enough, Ira and Maxine Stone. We're going to see you again, and we'd love you to come back, and we'll talk more about it. And right here on Band Central Radio, a little group you might have heard of, the Grateful Dead.
Little
Okay, here we are on Band Central Radio. I'm all cocky here because we have Ken Hayes on the line. Ken, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Ken Hayes. How are you, man? Welcome to Band Central Radio. We have you on the line, literally at TSA somewhere out west.
Yes, you do.
Aspen, Colorado.
That's crazy.
No, I'm in San Fran right now.
Oh.
Well, we're thrilled
beautiful
to have you, man.
In the Bay Area.
We are doing a show about festivals. Obviously, you're a dear friend. We've played as band together at the Gathering of the Vibes many times. So
yep.
We wanted to do a Ken Hayes check-in. It's going to be probably a little bit more amped up than normal because you're in the air. How are you doing, man?
It's all good. I'm doing great. Doing great. You know, it's good to speak with you guys and say hello to everyone in the Fairfield County area. It's been quite a long time since I've said hello to everybody.
Cool, man. Hey, Ken. You know, take us back to 1996, right? Garcia dies, and you decided to start the first Vibes. It was at Purchase College, right?
It was at SUNY Purchase, Memorial Day weekend, 1996, called Deadhead Heaven, a gathering of the tribe.
Gathering.
And were you a student there, man? Were you at Purchase?
Did I go to school there?
Yeah.
No, I went to University of Colorado out in Boulder.
Nice, nice. I don't think they're much of a party school these days.
Not at all.
That's pretty cool.
But what inspired you to do that, Ken?
I mean, you know, in 91, I started Terrapin Tapes and selling DATs and DAT machines and cassette tapes and CDR media to all the tapers out there. And then it just migrated into the band front of house engineers wanting to record all their shows live and sold them the tapes. And then I sold DAT machines and tapes to Fish and the Dead, and it financed my going out on tour with Terrapin Tapes and selling Dead basses and all that fun stuff, and I had a blast, and that was up until Jerry's passing in August of 95.
So sad.
And you know, all those friends out in the Bay Area and Chicago and all over the country that I saw multiple times a year as the band went through, and I traveled right behind them. You know, we'd hang out and see each other, and we knew that because of Jerry's passing, this was it wasn't going to continue that way. You know, I wanted to find a way that everyone could continue to get together and join each other, and like we've done for years. You know, every 3-6 months or so, we'd see each other out on tour, but we knew that that had come to an abrupt halt.
And you really,
Jerry's passing.
So sad.
Yeah, and you really did use music to raise the vibe. I mean, the vibes really made a difference in a lot of people's lives, the continuation of that. And, you know, the elephant in the room is a lot of people miss the vibes, as you know. I'm sure
I do too.
And, what are you up to now? And what would you say is your, sort of the latest update about the vibes?
You know, it was 20 years of producing the vibes.
Hard work, 20 hard years.
It really was difficult, man. It was, you know, there's some great people in Bridgeport that really cared and rallied behind us and supported us. And then, you know, there were those naysayers and it just got more and more complicated, more and more expensive. And it got to a point where, you know, there was almost zero chance of breaking even. And, you know, this is at a time when all the bands are getting paid, you know, huge dollars because that's how they make their money. It's not on albums anymore, you know. It's all on touring, and that's how they support their families.
Right, of course.
And, you know, so at 20 years, I said, hey, you know, it's been a great ride. We need to pause. And I don't know if it was going to be a pause for a year or a pause for 5 years or a complete, you know, retirement of the vibes. And here we are 4 years later. You know, it would take place in about, about to take place in 10 days or so from now. And, you know, and I'm still not in a position to say that by any means that the Vibes is done.
Well, that's good.
You know, I am, I would say that it's highly unlikely that it would happen in the city of Bridgeport.
Right.
Or the state of Connecticut, for that matter. The incredible dysfunction within the state, you know, it just...
So it's on the pause. Yeah. It's on the pause button.
It's paused.
And you've been and you've been involved with other festivals, producing other events. You've continued to keep your toe into it, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, one of the things, not to interrupt you, but one of the things that's really remarkable, it's the whole music with purpose thing that we share, which is doing good in the world and allowing music and artists and artistry to engage audiences to actually help charities and help others. So that seems to be a big
change,
right? That's a big thing for you.
It is. And it has been for, you know, for a long, long time. You know, when we started Terrapin Foundation 20 years ago and donated, I don't know, close to probably $100,000 to worthy nonprofits. But yeah, this is kind of the, you know, this is what inspires me and has for a long, long time, is to raise money for really quality, worthy nonprofit organizations through live musical events. You know, because we're at a time now that our government just is not supporting and actually have put pieces in place to prevent or to limit the amount of money people can donate to nonprofits and write that amount off of their taxes. So it's they're really struggling at a time when the need is great. And,
Sure.
know, generate, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue to support these nonprofits is something that really is inspiring.
So this
and
is
doing so with working with artists that I love and that kind of thing. So it's we're continuing and in the live music space.
Well, it's an incredible challenge. I mean, first of all, I should tell our listeners, this is Andy Cadison, Rob Fried, along with Ken Hayes, calling in from the airport somewhere out west. And Ken is the founder of the Gathering of the Vibes, and we're talking about festivals and producing live music. And, you know, when they talk about management, you know, the joke is management's really hard because it involves people. Well, the problem with producing festivals is you have to deal with music managers who are just so tough to deal with on a regular basis. I mean, I was an exec at Sony Music for a long time, so I know. Has that been your experience, or do you find that managers are the greatest guys ever?
No, you know, honestly, it's the agents that are most challenging. Once you come to terms, typically financial terms.
Right, then it's okay.
Then, you know, then the managers have signed off on it already and everyone's, you know, on board and ready to go and everything's been vetted. And so management really isn't the issue. It's mostly the agents that are, you know, quoting unrealistic prices.
Right, that's what happens all the time. Hey, what's on your bucket list, Ken? Ken Hayes, what haven't you done yet that you'd love to do?
In life.
In life.
In life, I'd like to go to Egypt, and I mean, when I saw the Chili Peppers were playing pyramids, I was like, "Oh my God, that would be insane!"
I love it.
I love those guys, man. Smith, just badass drummer.
You know, the artist he is really, and the fact that he looks like Will Smith is Will Ferrell. Sorry, is just pretty funny.
Right.
Do you have a social media page? You know, can our listeners, if anybody wants to drop you a line or connect?
But I'm still, you know, the Gathering Vibes, Ken at GatheringTheVibes.com or GoVibes.com. I'm answering emails. And about this time of year, you know, emails are really flooding in with these beautiful, Ken, come on, man. We miss the vibe so much.
Yeah.
We need it.
That's what happens.
You know, and it's, And that's
hey, Ken,
a beautiful, warming thing.
So, you know, we're doing a little bit of it. But, and by the way, it is. And the legacy is going to be enduring for a long time. So one thing that's interesting is we're putting together the show. We just had Max and Ira Stone, who played Woodstock. Ira played with Burt Summer. And I was trying to think about which artist overlapped and played Woodstock and the Vibes. And obviously...
We know there's one. We our research shows us that there is one.
Right.
Would you fathom a guess, Ken Hayes?
John Fogerty.
So right now on Band Central,
guys, come on.
Well, that's
an easy one for him.
Well, listen, man, we can't thank you enough. We pulled it off. So right here on Band Central Radio, we want to say thank you to Ken Hayes, and we have a little John Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival. Safe travels, Ken. Right. See you soon, man. Guys.
Love you, bro.
Talking. Be well.
John Fogerty. That was a cool interview with Ken, huh?
Yeah, that was great. Right here on Band Central Radio, WPKN Bridgeport, 89.5. Listener-supported radio, listening live on WPKN.org. We have Andy Caddis and Rob Frieden joining us as our dear friend, Mr. Rick Reyes. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you. Hello. How are you?
Yay!
For you guys.
And Rick is just he's just such a talented guy. Rick Reyes is a singer. He's a songwriter. He's a musician. He's a humanoid. He's a philanthropist.
Hardest working man in local show business.
And let me tell you something. He is just what a talent this guy is. He's just incredible. Right?
Thank you.
Actually, Steve, we're going to be playing. Yeah, I guess I'll pull it up. Steve DiCostanzo, our fearless leader here at the station, made me pot down. But that's going to be Rob's bass mic. It's all good. Steve came in, by the way, thinking we were on the air at 11 o'clock, but we're on at noon. And he's also he is completely. What are you looking at me like that for? We're on
it's
at
all
noon.
Good. It's yeah. All good. Yeah.
He is sweaty. He's completely sweaty. It's unbelievable. Makes me realize I need to exercise a little later. What do you think, Steve? It's 100 degrees
He's on the Band Central bike team next weekend.
Oh, we'll that's fantastic.
He's riding 25 miles with me to support the Connecticut Challenge.
I will not be there. I'll be there in spirit, though. What do you think, Rick? No way. Hey, Rick, get a little closer to that microphone before we start doing the next thing so can get you right on there.
Yep.
All right. So Rick Reyes has been working. If any of our folks in Fairfield know, he's the founder of the Cosmic Hebrews.
Yes, sir.
And that is just a wonderful outfit. And get right on that thing.
All right. There you go. Like this? Okay.
Yeah. And also, Rick, you were very excited about, to tell our audience about your new LP, your new record.
Yeah.
So why don't you talk a little bit about what's going on there?
Well, there's a new record coming out. It was completed about a month ago and just got mastered. And it's going to be released on Warner.
Oh, that's great.
It's definitely a new project. It's more in a Latin pop, Latin urban vein. I got to work with some amazing producers with tremendous track records of success.
Did you say track records or records?
With a track record of success.
Because I'm just wondering that sometimes producers have records, right? I mean, that's the way it is.
Well, they've done some records and they have been successful.
Okay, that's good.
Having yielded a tremendous track record of success.
What is the, Rick Reyes, what is the name? I know that it was untitled as of the last time we chatted. Is there now a name for your new album?
Will be called Nada Más, which is the title of the potential first single that will be coming out. Nada Más, which means nothing but or nothing more.
Oh, I like that.
So,
and it's a song Rick wrote. He wrote the lyrics and the music too. So
right,
very good
for that particular song. Yeah, and again,
that's exciting.
It was a new experience for me to just be to working with different producers and become the vessel of their vision in some of the songs.
Yes.
And got to work with some great musicians.
Rob likes to become a vessel, but it's a different type of vessel. Is that true, Rob?
Not going to touch that.
Wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot vessel.
Yes.
Well, I understand that you have a song, and we'd love to hear a track off the new record.
Correct.
And so why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys are going to do. There's going to be a live music here. We're going to do it again. So Band Central Radio is bringing huge live presence to the WPKN air. We've got a couple of live sessions here out of this show today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear?
Well, I'm going to play a song called Mamita. It was a song written by Mr. Misael Menon and Mr. Loris Holland. And it's a great tune.
What does Mamita mean? Does it mean Andy in Spanish?
yes, it does, actually.
Okay,
good. Mamita is just like an endearing term of like honey or sweetheart or...
Ah, or like, I do call that... I call Rob Mamita. I just didn't know it.
or Mamacita in a different way. But
okay,
it's called Mamita.
Good.
And is like the first time I never played the song before, and I'm happy to be playing it with my friend Rob.
That's fantastic. Well, right here on Band Central Radio, we are going to take a listen to a new song off of Rick Reyes's album, and it's Mamita.
Mamita, here you go. Oh, so here we go. I want to. China. Me gusta cómo miran, son tan pícaras. Y son loco con las de Costa Rica. A mí me gusta que sean señorita, bebita. Yo no sé qué voy a hacer, colombiana. Me gusta cómo mueven las de España, hondureñas y también las de Quito. Las puertorriqueñas cómo mueven chiqui chiqui bom bom. Yo soy el rey, baby. No nos imagina cómo quiero a China y cómo amo Argentina, yeah. Chilena tan bonita, la cubana con sabor. Yo soy re, siempre caliente, todas quieren el zoom zoom. Yo soy re, venezolanas tan ricas, es lo que prende en mí. El vicio de cómo lo hacen las de Aruba me vuelve loco a mí esa vecina. No sé de dónde es, pero ella es un bombón. Yo soy el rey, baby. No se imagina cómo quiero a China y cómo amo a Argentina, yeah. Chilena tan bonita, la cubana con sabor. Yo soy el rey, siempre caliente, todas quieren el zoom zoom. Yo soy el rey, venezolanas tan ricas, es lo que prende en mí. Sabes lo que quiero y lo que prende en suavecito, tranquilito. Hoy lo quiero bien despacito. Soy tuyo, sé que quieres más. Sabes los trucos, mi amor. Oh. Mamita, solita, bonita, señorita, mamita, solita. Tú sabes lo que quiero y lo que prende en mí. Tú sabes lo que quiero y lo que prende en mí. Tú sabes lo que quiero y lo que prende en mí.
Mamita.
Mamita.
Rick Reyes, right here.
Rob Freed, yeah.
And Rob Freed, right here on Band Central Radio, WPKN.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. For our listening audience, this Rick Reyes is better than Mark Anthony. I think he's better than Frank Sinatra.
You know,
I first saw Rick
play live when he opened up for Sergio Mendes at the Klein Auditorium. And it was him with just a conga player and somebody playing guitar, right?
He's just
and
so
he,
good.
What he did is he just transcended. That's why, like, Cosmic Jíbaros, these guys don't just play Latin rock. They take it to another place. It's a very transcendent type of thing he's doing with Latin music.
Well, I think that for those of our listening audience that just heard that recording live, and we're going to put that up on our website, Rob, Rick Reyes, one day, once the record is out and the millions of listeners that are going to be downloading that and buying that, going to the concerts.
Hope so. For sure,
if you can see Rick Reyes now, let me tell you something. Get in line because the line's going to wrap around. Just really, really strong. We're taking pictures right now. Steve's come in. It's amazing he didn't drop the phone from the wet from the wetness that's going on there, the sweating. But listen,
hey, let's have Rick talk a little bit about. Rick has a vision of creating a brand of. Distillation of liquid that has yet to be produced. So tell us a little bit about your.
We're
your
almost
idea.
Out of time, so we're going to have to make this quick. But I think what Rob is trying to say is, Rick, you are basically starting a venture involving rum.
Correct. Yes.
And let's just give it a quick 10 seconds on that.
Yes, I grew up with rum. My grandfather was a great rum nose. My father was another rum nose. That's my. There's winos and then there's rum nose. And so, passionate about the rum, and we got a great opportunity to be partnering up with some great people in New England. England and in Puerto Rico to put out a great spirit, I think, to be and be, make it be the number one rum in the world.
What's the name you're thinking?
Their rum of the world, their rum, it will be called Del Mundo Rum, or Ron Del Mundo, or Del Mundo Rum.
I love that.
Doesn't that just make the hairs on the top of your head a little prickly, Andy?
Well, what's left of them. Now, I will say this, that I do believe that you're looking at actually doing this locally, sort of in the Northeast.
Correct. We're going to start in the Northeast, in New England, because New England is truly one of the, has a tremendous history of rum in the United States. It was at one point the epic center of rum distillery and distribution in the world. Here in New England.
Well, Rick, I can't thank you enough for joining the show.
Thank you for having me
here again,
Rob,
playing live,
you.
Of course, as always. And Rob Fried, we're coming to the end of another Band Central show. I can't thank you enough. It was interesting, right? We Rick is here. He plays festivals. He does incredible things with music as well. Ties it all in. But we had a great show. We had Ira and Maxine Stone. We had Ken Hayes on a TSA line somewhere, but we pulled that off. And until next time, Rob, our listeners should check us out. Look for Band Central wherever you can. And, it's been great. And we'll see you next time on air.
Keep cool. Keep
Adios.
Cool. Adios.